the home of progressive hip hop and all that flavor. WGHHradio.com.
Yo, he's wearing his back on the block. He went from laughing stock to rapping and happening spots and napping on yachts. Don't get your head rapping or not. You gotta unwind, you gotta remind yourself. The stress is all in your mind. Speaking of your mind, there's a little place that we all can go. Let me take you to the spot that you never saw before. Close your eyes and up, count to five and up. Meet me on the corner of Dream Street and Freedom Drive. It's be the venue where anything goes. We staying overnight, my nigga. You bringing me clothes? Let's roll. This cup of cappuccino ain't hot enough for me, yo. It's much too cold. Let me get some cream in here. Let me get some stirrups to serve. Let me get my dream in here. And then now, my destination is your imagination. Just take this invitation to Cafe Surrey. Let me get my dream in here. Let me get some stirrups. This is a dream, right? That's what you think is right. Stop on that thinking. You thinking too much for me tonight. Just let your mind roam free. Grab a seat by the front. I'll go grab some coffee. How many creamers do you want? This cup of cappuccino ain't hot enough for me, yo. It's much too cold. Let me get some cream in here. Let me get some stirrups, some syrup. Let me get my dreamers in here. My destination is your imagination. Please accept this invitation to Cafe Surrey. Let me get my dreamers in here. Let me get some syrups, some syrup, syrup. Surrealism got you feeling in prison. Don't let it. Just chill and listen to the intricate sounds of Mr. Renown. I'm renowned around the globe, and I'm inviting you to pack your favorite gown or robe or whatever you're sleeping in. Just keep it thin, pack light. Don't act like you don't remember what happened last night. You're now tuned to my nocturnal fantasy. Never mind that melting clock. Disregard that dancing tree. Can it be Danny looking losing his marbles? Imagination, I've got a jar full. Carpool if you need a ride. Your unconscious is your guide. You can hang your coat by the door, but leave your cares outside. Where's all my fellow free-spirited, open-minded, free thinkers? Free drinks are on me. I'll grab a latte, but not a lot's paid, cause I may need some. Open mic for dreamers, won't you please come? Yes, welcome to Cafe Surreal, also known as Cafe Surreal, where the cappuccino is always hot. I'm so glad you can make it. I got a table waiting for you right up front, man. Leave that cold coffee outside, man. You don't want that. You don't want that. I'll get you a fresh cup. There you go. Oh, yeah. This ain't no Starbucks, though. You know, if I want in every corner. Nah. The only corner you gonna find this coffee house of dreams at is in the depths of your mind. Come on and drink with me. Come on, come on and dream with me, yeah. Come on, come on and dream with me, yeah.
That was Cafe Surreal by Danny. Yo, check out his track, man. You can check it out at last.fm. Google his name. You know, check him out on MySpace. He's on last.fm. You definitely want to download this track over there. He is all over the map. I saw him back at CMJ last year at the Def Jux showcase, and his performance was unbelievable. If you like Ken Starr, Rhymefest, Little Brother, Danny is just the guy for you. What's up, everybody? I'm DJ Chizad, your host with the most. I don't like to brag, but likes to boast. Here's a toast to the king of CC, the man known as CH to the Izzy. And I am your free hip-hop download finder and giving you the right tracks and showing you the way to hip-hop goodness. Only on the WGHH Radio podcast. This podcast is brought to you by WGHHradio.com. Check It Out, from with Progressive Hip Hop. That is my little child right there. Internet radio, nonstop progressive hip hop, indeed. All right, we got tons of other tracks and maybe an interview or two. We're going to kick it off with Blue Scholars. This is a track I found off CMJ.com. It's pretty dope. You'll like it. Check it out right here.
Walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops often. I jot my observations, watching citizens walking off of the Joe Metropolitan. Yeah. Proletarians and wayward sons with old Filipino men speaking in their native tongue. And the day has just begun. Greeted by the scent of a bum, smelling something like beer, barf, and dung. A brother in Jabot's in the back, all alone, marinating in a pair of half-broken headphones, mumbling rhymes, same time begin to pen mine, appreciating God's design. Rewind sister, reminds me of a smile in the back of my memory. Wonder if I see her again, will she remember me? I'm not trying to holler, I swear, I'm just weary of the way we hop a ride and just sit there and stare. Prepare for my 9 o'clock work meeting. A couple pale folks slide right by with no greeting, but the people with my phenotype follow with a head nod up, cause we acknowledge that the shit fucked up. North of Martin Luther King, a straight war zone, detours through the concrete, cranes and bulldozers. No, the hill is not over still. Every block got a coffee shop, it's overkill. Focus, no big deal. Dope to see Khalil back. The medicine is good again. The feeling of leaving and coming back to your hood again is priceless. I write this, our lives are in crisis. Most talk but don't walk the path of the righteous. Despite this, I measure each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Clutch the moment, a transfer in my hand, still listening. Looking out the window to the gold and the green. And the sun might be shining, but it's colder than it seems. Cause the weather's dialectical, there's no in between. In walks an old soul, a First Nation native cat, chiseled like a totem pole. No words as he stands and looks over us. He gets off and says, have a good day, you foreigners. I crack a smile one time for the acknowledgement. Northbound, now we start to pick up more college kids. They try to study on the ride to make up for the fact that they probably kicked it hard last night. And I ponder if it's time to save up and get a car and pay for the gas that we're taking from the war. I'd miss all the colorful faces, the places and spaces I've embraced with the faith that I can rest in. Raise kids here, even with these cats set tripping, bringing 95 back again. Same old conditions from Reagan to Bush to Clinton to Bush the second. No matter the neighborhood in the city you're repping, it's getting serious, y'all. You can even hear the rebel call getting off, leaving hella pieces on the walls. Seen it all sitting sideways with my townmates. Only place left where majority just brown faced. Now we headed downtown to trade the labor for cash. I thanked the navigator once and walked fast. I walked past the next round of cats to jump on it. Locked in deep thought, we ride around in silence across Resolve Bridge. I watch each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, kill the pain in my chest. I remain blessed, stepping on rain with each step. Eyes heavy from the lack of the cousin of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, y'all. You know the rest. You know the rest. You know the rest. Like that, y'all. That, y'all. It's like that, y'all. That, y'all. That's all.
the home of progressive hip hop and all that flavor. WGHHradio.com.
I won't forget you ever.
Man, I promise. After this remix, forget Red Lobster. Cause I got reservations at Mr. Chow's tonight. And you can get any, and I mean anything that you want. Cause I'm about to bang him in the head for this paper. It's the cool word.
Since we made that money, boy, they say don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say don't you forget her.
It wasn't until I got money that I became a conscious rapper. Cause now I'm conscious of the fact I'm who they gon' go after. When they tryna find a backup for a team in the park, so they run up on my car before I even could park. But I guess there's no harm in hearing out his proposal. But how you wanna stack and we aren't even social? See, that's the kind of trap that if I choose to say no to, they gon' trash talk about me like a garbage disposal. And say that I changed like a dress rehearsal. They try to line me up with the intent to hurt you. But that ain't nothing more than a test of virtue. Cause my promise to the hood is that I'll never desert you. For years I was swinging that air, but then a wing and a prayer became the seeds on the wing of a layer. Yeah, they kicking theyself, cause they should've stuck with them. It's consequence, so you won't forget them,
Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her.
Go get 'em.
When I finally get my first real money, keeping it real, I'ma act real funny. Why? Cause these dudes try to sandfin' and sum me. I sit there, act like a big dummy. When A&R saw what they could get from me, I just do what Big said, go ahead, get money. Had to humble myself just to play these beats. One of my side Gemini just reminded me about the two ways, how you be in your contact. They laughed for 2 days when they heard that con rap. Cocky ass rappers ain't need no contracts. Now they fell off and they need a contract. It's funny how I got where I got, and I ain't never seen it get quite beyond. I got a chip that won't quit, a grudge that won't buzz. These niggas give you pounds and go in for a hug. Nah, homie, hold up. Nah, dude, slow up. Y'all ain't never show love. You ain't never know us. No nigga, no suck. I gotta bounce. Here comes my chauffeur.
Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her. Since we made that money, boy, they say, don't you forget her.
Don't forget her, don't forget her. Don't forget her, don't forget her. Don't forget her, don't forget her. Don't forget her, don't forget her.
Yo, that was the protege of Kanye West. That was Consequence with Don't Forget Him. Of course, Kanye did a little duo with him. What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Chizad, chilling like a villain right here on the podcast. That is WGHHradio.com. And we are going to finish you off with a little bit of, how about some Little Brother, huh? Man, Little Brother, I remember seeing them in New York. It's Off the Hook, saw them in Cincinnati, they came in Cincinnati, you know. They've really picked up the pace, they really, you know, with the loss of Ninth, whether it's really, you can't really see the difference between them now without Ninth Wonder and them with Ninth Wonder. They really do their thing, man. Fonte and Big Pooh, they rock the mic. They rock the mic right. I'm going to give you a little bit of Little Brother right now, and then follow up with a little bit of interview, and I'll tell you about it later, man. But right now, Little Brother.
Brown skin, your body smelling like cinnamon, hair in the bun, your toes done so feminine, heard you suck your teeth like, oh no, here we go again, let me get your name so I can be more genuine, no need to front, the kid knows you got many friends, many mans, who waiting to stake a claim on it, put their name down just to spit some game on it, well fuck friends, I'm trying to set the mold, you know, go at you hard like most records that sold, spitting propaganda at you till you break down and fold, you look confused, Miss Thane, like I'm speaking in code. 7664 press pound. Hello, are you listening now? Did I get your attention undivided? Because you used to be undecided. Now you looking flux like those chicks with their nose stuck up. Just put your number down, girl. What the fuck?
Hey yo, yo, that's alright, girl. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say. Yo, that's alright, girl. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say.
You know, clean cut, soft spoken, well dressed, dipped out, straight chillin' when I'm in the club, yo. Sippin' the Sprite with the ill lemon mixed in and sippin' on it. I was just chillin' till I saw you. That's when my heart stopped, knees gave, head sweatin', jaws locked. I was sweating you like, goddamn, girl. You got a nigga going fuck wild, mesmerized, starstruck. I was thinking maybe we can go out, like to the movies or the Applebee's, Blockbuster, State Fair. But you looked at me and said, fuck that. You just a herb with no money and no Jeep and no condo. And I thought the little brother had a record deal. Okay, I see where you're going now. Wanna sweat a nigga when you think he got a cash advance and some personal time. But fuck that, I got your head still bobbing in my verse to end rhyme. So it's whatever, girl.
That's all right, girl. Whatever you say, 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 whatever you say. Yo, that's all right, girl. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say. Don't worry about it, girl. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say. Okay, all right. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say.
Check it. So what, I'm chubby. Y'all chicks still love me like the rub on my tummy while I tell you something funny. Whisper in your ear till them panties go falling. What's my name? Yeah, that's what she be calling.
Oh yeah, I know I'm husky, but chicks still love me. 3 o'clock, had a ass running the Waffle House for me. Be feeling on that ass till my name, they be calling and shit. Get them so wet, they make a fraud in your slip and fall down into my verbal abyss. That's straight Reservoir Dog style, perfecto. Serve with a kiss. Mwah, baby. It's just like this, no need to fight it. Invite it, try me out, you just might like it. American pie shit, try anything once. Forever stained in memory like white shirts and punch. I get the hunch that a nigga's on your menu. Do me a favor, girl, come check me at the next venue.
Hey, yo, yo, that's alright, girl, whatever you say. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say. Yo, that's alright, girl, whatever you say. Whatever you say, whatever you say, whatever you say. Don't worry about it, girl, whatever you say. Whatever you say, whatever you say.
Hey yo, Big Pooh, check this out. You go to your girl's house and I'ma go to mine, cause I know my girl is definitely mad, cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Hey yo, well check this out. Yo, Ninth, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to peace?
Peace.
I know you're pissed off, stuck in traffic right now. You're tuned in to the 5 o'clock joyride with your main man, Big on WJLR, Justice League Radio, with the finest underground hip-hop music. Hey, right now it's time for the question of the week, sponsored by my man out in Ahoskie, North Carolina, Roy Lee, with Roy Lee's Records and Tapes. Hey, on the rail, are y'all hot? Right now, MCs need to holler at him, because he got them beats. And the question right here is for my man Charlie Mack from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He writes, what up, Knife? Heard the album is dope. Looking forward to hearing more from you and little brother, Justice League. My question is, since your name is out there in the street, what's it that you hate most about the rap game? Peace, Charlie Mack. Holler at y'all after the show at the Hideaway. Well, check it out, Charlie Mack. We can get your response right now from Knife One. Let's take a joyride out to Raleigh.
Hello.
What's up, Knife?
Yo, Big Dog, what's the deal, man? What's going on down there, man?
Hey, man, you know it's that time of the week. It's the question of the week. My man Charlie Mack rode up here from Winston-Salem.
Oh, all right.
And he wanted to ask you, man, what you hate about the rap game now? You
man, the rap game, man. These cats coming up with me all the time, man. I'm trying to be in the club with little brother and the Justice League.
Little Brother, whatever you say is the name of the track. You can get it on Last.fm. It's off the hook. I'm telling you, and also get the new album, Get Back Little Brother. Very great album. They played some of their tracks at New York when I saw them perform. Fonte, Big Poo, Darren Brockington. I think Darren Brockington sees more of the group nowadays. Anyways, I'm DJ Chizag giving you the top 5 downloads of the week. Now, what's number 5? Donnie Goins. But you gotta find out for yourself. Now, I'll give you the MySpace. MySpace.com/WhoIsDonnieGoins. You gotta find out for yourself because this guy's the real deal. I got an interview with him at the beginning of his career, and I'm telling you, the rest is history. He's blown up in New York City. He's made a name for himself. And it won't be long till he breaks the ground. You'll see him on MTV2 Hip Hop, Sucker Free Sundays and whatnot. Anyways, I want to give you the interview. See you for yourself. Judge for yourself. Donnie Goins on the Chop Shop Podcast. Check me out all day, every day on WGHHradio.com. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I gave you 5 leads, people. Now you gotta search for yourself. I can only lead, but you gotta follow. Follow your way toward that hip hop nonstop. I'm DJ Chizad, straight bizad. Keep giving you the good hip hop to your glizad. I'm out. Peace.
Yes, it's going down, everybody. It's going down. Chizazz Hip Hop Chop Shop, laying the beat so sweet. 24/7, sound like heaven, man. And finally, the man is here. He is on the phone right now. My boy, Donnie Goins. What's good?
Good.
Man, Donnie, I want to thank you, man, for coming, taking the time to call us, man. It's really, like, first of all, like, I've been, you know, looking around MySpace at, like, artists, and, man, I have never seen such an artist that puts so much energy in what it does. So, man, that's what really attracted me to you, of course, in music as well, man. Tell me, man, first question, I know you had a show last week, man. Tell me how that went.
It was pretty good, actually. A lot of talent was there, you know. I really had a good time. You know, I haven't really been hitting the shows, you know, as much as I wanted to, but I have a couple shows planned in Florida, Virginia, things of that nature. So I'm really getting into the whole show aspect, but it was great. I had a good time.
That's hot, man. Well, tell me, Donnie, man, what can people expect when they come to a Donnie Goins show?
Well, a lot of energy, first off.
Yeah,
I'm definitely bouncing around the stage, you know, and you can also expect good lyricism, you know. I mean, I definitely rap, you know, a lot of things as far as, like, you know, the typical topic, but I try to put a lot of lyricism in it, so, you know, it's like, it's a good show, basically. And, you know, like I said, I'm there for the ladies, too, so you can see.
That's what's up, bro. It's always about the ladies, of course, man. Tell me, Donnie, like I said, man, it's that, like, one thing that shows to everybody, I mean, it shows to me, definitely, is that fire. You have, I could tell just from everything, from your music to your straight up promoting, man, to everything, you got that fire, man. Now tell me, what's that, like, tell me about that fuel in your fire, man. What's that one thing, like, every day by day that keeps you hustling like you do?
The love of the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. You know, I love what I do. And basically, if I didn't love it, if I didn't have a passion for it, I wouldn't be as enthusiastic. I wouldn't put so much energy into it. You know, it's just something that's like I feel in my heart.
Yeah.
So I try to put 110% into it, and I don't like to shortchange anyone. So it's like if I put a song out, I want to make sure it's good. If I'm promoting, I want to make sure everybody hears about it. If I'm doing something or whatever, like I try to put 110% into it.
Well, you know what they say, go big or go home. That's for sure. Tell me where it all began, Donnie. Like, tell me, what was that one period in your life like? Well, first of all, tell me how far it goes back to you rapping. Like, how long you've been in the game?
Okay, well, as far as, like, me rapping seriously, I've only been rapping seriously for about maybe 2 years, mm-hmm. basically. But I've always kind of been into music as far as, like, you know, just a fan. And it first started with Biggie, you know. That was, like, my first inspiration, you know. And then it started, like, people in my neighborhood, they were, like, you know, rhyming ciphers and things of that nature. And, you know, I was intrigued, not so much by what they were saying, but the reaction of the crowd.
Yeah.
That's what really drew me into it, you know. And basically, you know, as the years went on, I kind of played with it, you know, a little bit. And what happened was, how I really got into it was one of my good friends, his name is Bigger Threat, we basically started a group together. Me, him, my friend Ox, and my other boy QB.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically did about a good album and a half or two albums. And we did all this. We did the whole thing or whatever. And what happened was my friend got incarcerated, Bigger Threat.
Right.
And when that happened, I kind of just took a pause, you know, and kind of just took a step back from music for a while. And when I came back, the reason why I came back to music is because I happened to see the movie Fade to Black, you know, starring mm-hmm. Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I just saw it and I got completely re-inspired, you know. And this was in January 2006. So when that happened, I just said, you know what? I'm going to go all out. I'm going to just do what I got to do, and that's it, you know? And that's what I did, basically, and I've been running hard ever since.
That's tight, man. Yo, tell me, Donnie, like, between, you know, with your friends, is there any, you know, thought of getting your friends together and maybe doing, like, a group album together, or...?
As of right now, I'm basically doing a solo kind of thing, you know, and we're all kind of venturing off into our own directions, mainly because, you know, the group isn't together because my friend is incarcerated.
Right,
That's the problem with that. But, you know, when he comes out, we're definitely going to put out a group album. It's called Third Rock. That's the name of my group. As far as now is concerned, I'm definitely focusing on myself right now, and I'm going to bring the name out with myself, Donnie Goins.
Tell me, that's the name of your label too, Third Rock.
Yes, Third Rock Entertainment.
Tell me about the name. Like, what does that mean to you? Like, Third Rock. Like,
well, it's basically it's a nickname for my neighborhood in Harlem.
Okay.
You know, we live where I live at in Harlem. It's like the corner of Lexington. It's like the last block of Lexington Avenue, and it's 130th. So
okay.
We kind of just, like, nicknamed it, you know, Third Rock, basically.
That's what's up, man.
And it's, you know, it's a name, you know, neighborhood name, and I definitely, you know, want to carry out the legacy of that, so.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Now, tell me, Donnie, speaking of New York, like, I mean, between you and me, we both know that, you know, like, the two biggest things that are coming out of New York are probably, like, Dipset and G-Unit and maybe, like, Terror Squad. But, like, you know, I've thought about it myself, like, you know, there hasn't been anything else coming on. Maybe, you know, we saw a little bit of, like, uprise from, like, stuff, people like Papoose, but, like, you know, lately it's all about the Dirty South, but, like, how come you're seeing, like, New York being so quiet lately? Like, doesn't seem like there's new up-and-coming stuff coming out of New York lately. Do you know, can you, like,
yeah, I have an idea, basically, or why it's like that. And my whole reasoning behind it is that I think a lot of people in New York now, they're following trends rather than making up their own styles and
yeah.
doing their own things, you know? And it's kind of sad to me, actually. You know, like, I grew up in New York, you know, and I grew up in several other places as well, but I love New York, you
yeah.
know? No matter if I'm on any kind of beat, if I'm in any city, whatever the case might be, I'm going to be a New York person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be a New Yorker. And it's like, I think a lot of people now, they got kind of overwhelmed about the whole South movement, you know?
Right.
And a lot of people in New York, they, it's like they don't have identity anymore. It's like they're following so many trends.
Yeah.
And it's really bad. It makes us look bad, actually.
Yeah, man.
So that's why, I like, one of the first songs that I definitely, that I'm pushing right now, one of my singles is New York, New York.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely, you know, I'm waving the flag high, basically.
It needs
That's
it, man.
It.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, that you're in the heart of it all, man. So, like, all eyes are on you, definitely, Donnie. But going to your rap, to your album about the prologue, you kind of did a little re-release, kind of, sort of.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, your album, the prologue, it's kind of a, you kind of like, you brought it back, like, for sales. Is it kind of like a re-release, or is it like a new album?
Oh, no, no. It's basically, every track on there I did within the past 3 months.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's pretty new. I just pulled it off for a bit because I kind of wanted to reevaluate my plan and kind of see where I wanted to go as far as, like, selling it and things of that nature. I wasn't too sure just of yet what I wanted to do with it, so I kind of pulled it back for a minute. But all the material that's on there, except for one song, all of it is brand new.
Okay. Tell me, you got on the prologue, you got a favorite track on it? Like, what's the one you've been really digging on your?
I would have to go, it's two tracks I have to say that probably my favorite, you know. I'm going to go with three, I'm sorry. But New York is definitely one of my favorite tracks.
Okay.
And another track that I have on it that I really am proud of is a track called Inspiration. And it's the first track that I did when I started writing again. And it's basically, it has to do with Jay-Z, actually, you know, because he just inspired me to, like, really go ahead and pursue this dream, you know. And it's something that I really put a lot of energy into, that song right there. And that was the first song that I wrote, you know, when I got off, you know, my little hiatus, basically. And one more song that I really, you know, I'm proud of is something called First Love. You know, it's probably not what you think, but you should listen to it anyway.
That's cool, man. We're actually going to, after this, we'll probably hit up some of that Inspiration. But let's keep talking here. Let's talk about Onsite Hype, which was, like, I was rooting for you, bro. Like, you had everyone supporting you, man, and it's got to be a conspiracy, but
yeah, I'm not gonna give the detail with that.
Yeah,
one,
man.
But you know, it was what it was. I mean, I'm still in the competition. You know, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm still in the competition. I'm actually gonna be back up on the website a week from now.
Good.
Yeah, we're gonna have the last final round. It's gonna be three more new finalists with the three finalists that I was with before. So it's definitely going to be, you know, a whole new round, and I definitely got a really good freestyle up.
All right. Yes.
I would suggest anybody to check that out, to check it out. <It's
brilliant. laughs> Well, like, you know, I know that, you know, Onsite Hype was probably, you know, a big thing. Was it kind of a setback to you, or was it the fuel? Like, obviously you're set for next time, but was it a setback for you, or was it the fuel that did it fuel your fire to do better for yourself?
A little bit of both,
yeah.
In all honesty, you know, like, first off, it's like the way I felt about it is like I should have already won. That's how I felt about it, you know. And in all honesty, I've been reading The Source since I can remember, and like every time I buy issue The Source, I don't know about anybody else, but I look at the back of the issue to see who's the unsigned hype, you know?
Yeah.
And that is something that, you know, I definitely wanted to be a part of. I wanted to be a part of that legacy, you know, and I definitely drove myself and tried to, you know, do the best I could. But, you know, because of politics, nonsense, I'm not going to get into all that.
Yeah, man, I feel you.
It was crazy stuff. But, you know, that kind of disappointed me a bit. But in the same token, what I did, in all honesty, I prayed about it, you know, and I said, you know, if this is meant to be, you know, Lord, let it happen, you know, and I got a second chance, I got a second win, you know. So I'm going to go around this time and I'm going to hustle even harder, you know. I'm going to make sure I win, regardless of who's doing what or whatever the case might be.
Right. Like, I would tell you, Onsite Hype got a lot of history behind that, that's for sure. But the production on the prologue, tell me about it. Like, do you do your production, or do you got producers working with you?
Well, I'll be quite honest. I don't have any producers working with me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Basically, everything, every record that's on there, I arrange myself. Nice. Everything that's there is, like, you know, done. The only thing I didn't do is basically, you know, engineer it and make the beat. That's it, you know? People, like, I get my beats from all over the place, from New York, California, Switzerland, Canada, you know, all over the place. Because a lot of people, they feel my motivation and they feel my music, so they want to contribute to my project. But as far as, like, professional production, that's what I'm looking for right now. If I feel I'm only at 70% of my potential right now because I need someone to, like, properly produce my records and things of that nature. But, yeah, you know, for the most part, it's really good, I think.
Okay, all right. That's tight, man. Tell me about, and another joy I wanted to talk about is there was a line on "I'm Nice," and it, you're talking about not being a killer but a writer, and you know, I guess, you know, definitely between the both of us, we all know there's too many rappers talking about killing and all this, you know, 50 Cent getting shot 9 times, blah 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 blah. Do you think, man? Do you think there's too much of that pretending out there? People.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's overkill. Actually, it's now. Don't get me wrong. You know, I definitely say things like that in my rhymes occasionally, and I sprinkle, you know, a lot of that stuff in there because that's the way I was raised. I was raised around a lot of these things, negativity and things of that nature. But just because you're raised around negativity, it doesn't mean you have to project it all the time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yeah.
Honestly, rap music is not, it's like, it's not a movie. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like people, I think, like, they must have been the Terminator or something because, like, they kill everybody, you know, every other line. And it's like, I mean, you have to be grounded a little bit, you know, and not everybody wants to hear that all the time, you know?
Right, right.
And I know I don't. And I know a lot of people out there don't as well.
You know, I want to talk about, just talking about this makes me wonder about, you know, 50 Cent's movie Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, what were your thoughts about how he glorified his life? Like, you know, was that just a marketing tool, just making him that much better? Or do you think that, you know, that was played out a little too much? Like,
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, in all honesty, 50 Cent, he's a smart businessman.
He is.
Like, I've definitely followed his career, you know, from start to finish. Like, well, he isn't finished, but, you know, at this point now. And he's very intelligent. You know, he's definitely playing up on the things that he know the media and people are going to, like, feed into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But on the same token, it is a part of his life. You know, he did get shot 9 times. And
yeah,
he did come from that kind of environment. And I did happen to see the movie Get Rich or Die Trying. You know, at first, I wasn't going to watch it.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because
I thought
basically it was going to be another, you know, glorified hood movie and,
yeah,
you know, all these things. But it was actually, you know, pretty interesting. You know, and I can, like I said, I'm 50-50 with it, basically.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. We're going to wrap it up a little. We're going to wrap it up, man. Tell me first of all, you're going down to Florida. Tell me what's the next stop on you for you, man, for the touring?
As far as, like, what's the next show I'm going to do?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the next show, man.
Okay, the next show is in Florida. That one, it's supposed to be a pretty big show. It's in the Doubletree Hotel out in Orlando.
Okay.
VH1 is going to be filming. They have a couple other people filming. And
nice.
It's supposed to be about 2,000 plus in the audience, I believe.
Nice.
Yeah, it should be a pretty big show, but I'm in talks right now to do a lot of shows and a couple tours, like, all over the place right now. I don't want to say anything specific because nothing is, you know, concrete at the moment. But as far as, like, my next established date, it's going to be September 2nd in Orlando, Florida.
Man, that's hot, man. Also, any other future plans, man? Like, anything other big that you want to let people know?
I don't want to say anything too concrete, but let's just say I definitely have a couple surprises.
All right.
I have a couple things coming up. One thing definitely coming up that's, you know, if you're in the New York area, I have the New York song. It's going to be on a Dipset mixtape, and that should be circulating between New York and Boston, so that should be pretty big. And I'm going to be in a few DVDs, you know, look out for me, a couple mixtapes, you know, things of that nature, so like I said, I don't want to be too specific because I got a couple surprises.
Okay, all right. The surprises are good. So, man, good things, big things going down with you, man. Man, Donnie, man, thanks so much for taking the time to call us, man. It was a pleasure, man. We're going to play Inspiration right now. Donnie, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for your time, man. This will not be the last time we'll be talking, man, because I know, you know, big things are happening for you, and we're going to want you back on the show, all right?
Definitely, no problem. Can I just say one thing before I leave?
Yo, spit it out.
All right. I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening, all my fans, everybody. I appreciate the love. If you don't know where I'm at, check me out on MySpace, www.myspace.com, DonnyGoines. That's Donnie Goines. All right, y'all, you know, much love and respect. And my dude, I'm going to holler at you, all right?
Yo, you holler at me, Donnie, man. Inspiration's coming up next. Donnie, man, thank you so much for your time, man. And this ain't going to be the last time we'll be talking, that's for sure.
Definitely.
All right, bro. Take care, man, and keep it real, bro.
Peace.
All right, that was Donnie Goines, everybody. And now we're going to play one of his joints right now. This one's called Inspiration. You know, this is all about where he got it from, man. That's for sure. Now, this is Donnie Goines. Check him out right now.
The home of progressive hip hop and all that flavor. WGHHRadio.com.